From Tidbits on January 21st, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Quicksilver Beta 71. The open-source keyboard launcher Quicksilver has been updated to version Beta 71 with a multitude of improvements and fixes, as well as cosmetic changes, including new icons and a modernized look for the Bazel interface. At the top of the list, OS 10.10.8 Mountain Lion's Notification Center has been added as a notification handler, and iCloud documents are displayed after right-arrowing into an iCloud-compatible application. The update also improves several aspects of its alternate action behavior, including adding the capability to hold the command key down to select available alternative actions, enabling alternative actions to be viewed in the actions preferences, and adding new alternative actions for moving, copying, and opening files with a specified app, running at a specified time, and creating a link. Also new are localizations for Czech, French, German, Spanish, Welsh, and Chinese. That's Taiwanese. Sandvox 2.7.4 has been released by Corellia with improved performance while saving files, especially for people running macOS 10.10.6 Snow Leopard. Editing and dragging media into the web authoring tool. The update also adds local publishing setup compatibility to OS 10.10.7.2 and earlier, ignores image file name extensions when dragged from the Finder, fixes a problem where an exported site's resources could be placed in the wrong location, and resolves an issue where Sandvox would forget what it had published when dealing with host setups whose folder begins with two or more slashes. Objective Development has released LaunchBar 5.4.1 with a wide-ranging list of enhancements to the keyboard launcher, including improved compatibility with iTunes 11. Other iTunes-related changes include a fix for an issue that failed to go to current song when playing a song via LaunchBar, a fix for show in iTunes action failure, and redesigned icons for artist, album, and track. The update also modifies the behavior of the switch to calculator when typing digits option, which now makes it possible to enter abbreviations to start with a digit, such as 1P to open one password, even with this preference turned on. Dash support for developers looking up API documentation is improved, enabling you to select Dash and then press the spacebar to trigger the lookup and add Dash action. The release also improves voiceover support in the index window, display of an app's recent documents, indexing and display of mounted volumes, compatibility with SparkleShare, commands for assign abbreviation and show an index, and detection of labeled email addresses during instant send. Finally, LaunchBar fixes an issue that prevented the app from hiding after receiving a file via drag and drop. Smiles updated PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro to version 5.9.4, both of which reduce overall memory usage for improved performance. The PDF manipulation programs gain improvements in OCR error handling, as well as opening documents that didn't correctly adhere to PDF specifications. PDF Pen Pro also resolves a sandboxing issue when creating new PDFs from local HTML files. As of this writing, both PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro haven't been updated to this latest version in the Mac App Store. They're both still stuck on version 5.9.3. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.